And we are going to start today's show talking about fostering. We've got a couple of amazing stories this morning about the impact it can have on people's lives. Now, there's a big event taking place in South Yorkshire today for people who are interested in becoming foster carers. It's been organised by the charity TACT, which is the Adolescent and Children's Trust. This is the story of Fanzo and his foster parents, Leanne and Nathan. They live in Doncaster, and they were supported by TACT.
My name is Fanzo Gale Maria. I'm Mozambican, and I'm an asylum seeker. It was pretty scary, because I didn't know how things were going to go, and I didn't know whether we was going to get along, whether we was going to click. I was just in my own world. I didn't think I was going to be able to rebuild a relationship with someone else, because I was raised by my grandma, and obviously I didn't think anyone could replace that.
When we first come to you, it was scary because we only had his name. We didn't know that he spoke English. We didn't know how much education he'd had. We didn't know where he'd come from. It is scary. You are taking a chance when you take them into your home. You are protecting yourself. You are quite guarded. It's a learning process for everybody involved. And you've just got to open up your heart.
I was scared, and I was concerned on whether they were going to like me or not. So even like going to the toilet at night, I'd be frightened. Not because they say don't go to the toilet, but because I'd be nervous and I'd be scared. Like, what are they going to think of me? That I've been in the toilet, or I've been downstairs, I've taken this apple and I've ate it. Like, how are they going to feel about that? Yeah, a lot was going through my mind. And at the same time, I was just trying to get myself together as well.
Me and Leanne started our relationship. She was going through the fostering process, and she spent a year fostering 2 children, I think it was. Watching that time go by, watching how much Leanne enjoyed doing it and everything she got out of it, I thought, we've been together over a year, I think I should join Fanzo. We were informed by TACT that there is a 16-year-old boy that needs a family, that needs a home. We weren't given much information, but we took a chance, and it turned out to be the best decision we ever made.
He's like my son. I love him to bits. Everything that he does, we're so proud of him. He's changed everything about our family. He's a massive support to us. Whenever I'm feeling a bit down, I know that Fanzo's there, and he always puts a smile on everybody's face. He's changed our lives massively.
I think I allowed myself to be free and to feel something, because before I was just like closed up, and then I allowed that to change, and then actually seeing that my foster carers, Leanne and Nathan, wanted to make a difference in my life and actually helped me because they cared. They helped me with my confidence massively. Like, now I'm doing something to try to help other kids just from what they've done for me. It's seeing the difference that you're making in someone's life. You never know what that child is going to become.
What an amazing, fantastic story. Just listening to it, I just said to Dan, we've got to talk to Fanzo. Well, guess what? We're speaking to Fanzo in about an hour's time. He sounds great, doesn't he? Joe Cully is a specialist social worker for TACT. Morning, Joe.
Morning.
What a fantastic story that sounds.
It is. It really is. It is. That's just one of many that we have with our foster carers.
So at what point do you get involved in the kind of fostering process?
I actually get involved from the very beginning. Myself and quite a few of our colleagues, what happens is we get phone calls from people that are interested in becoming foster carers, and we're the first port of call, really. So we're there to help answer any questions that anybody's had, and just really sort of give them as much information as we can about what it's like to be a foster carer.
I assume you have to be a certain kind of person, because, I mean, listening to that piece there, Leanne and Nathan sound fabulous. They sound wonderful.
Yeah. You need to be very patient, but anybody really can be a foster carer in terms of that. We kind of always are open to people from different communities, people that are married, because people that are single. It doesn't matter what age you are, what sexuality you are. What we're really after is somebody that's able to provide us a stable and loving home for children, really.
And obviously, it's an interesting one because it's not adoption. These aren't your children. These are people that you're looking after on behalf of the state. But they do become your family while they're there, don't they?
Yes, they do. You'll build a really good relationship with the child or the siblings. And the purpose of fostering is to try and help, where possible, a family that's struggling with certain issues. And they might just need to be with you for a few months. You might actually end up staying with you longer, as you heard in the last story. It really just depends on the child's circumstances.
Now, let's talk about the children involved. There are Fanzo there, obviously, asylum seeker from Mozambique. He obviously has a backstory. Lots of the kids are going to have backstories, some of which may be quite difficult. Fanzo sounds remarkably well-adjusted. Not everybody will they?
No, that is true. And what we do, we give you guys a lot of support in training and understanding what trauma they may have suffered and just ways of working and supporting children and building up their trust with adults. It's one of the key things. And, you know, it's scary for anybody going into somebody's house for the very first time, and let alone staying with somebody else that's different from your own family.
Absolutely. You tell us how many young lads and lasses there are like Fanzo in South Yorkshire at the moment.
In South Yorkshire, we actually don't have that many children in our foster care because we're actually struggling to find foster carers in the area. But we do get a lot of referrals from the local authorities for children that are looking for foster homes. I mean, for example, Rotherham, we got over 190 referrals over a three-month period just for Christmas. We were always looking in Barnsley, we're looking in Sheffield. You know, we really, really need more foster carers in the area, really. And that's why we're holding an event tonight at the Holiday Inn in Rotherham between 4 and 7, just to see if anyone's interested, just to come along and just get further information, really.
I suppose one of the issues you've got at the moment, of course, is in these straitened times, some people might think that they can't afford to foster. You're not left alone financially, are you?
No, you're not. You do get an allowance, and it's quite a good allowance to help you with bringing up that particular child or siblings that you've got. And, you know, that's kind of there for you to help you, really.
Joe, if anybody wants to know more about your event, then all they're going to do is give us a call. We've got all the details.
Yep.
Best of luck with it. Thanks very much indeed for speaking to us.
No, thank you very much.
Take care.